It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Quick Calls. I am Mike the Ref. This Quick Calls is dedicated to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, which are starting up tonight. Sorry I missed out on my third round conference final predictions there. I did get one out of two. I thought this would be an Anaheim-Tampa Bay final here, but the Chicago Blackhawks managed to survive Game 7 rather handily and are taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, in a breakdown of this matchup, it seems rather unique that both teams here are so offensively minded. Both the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks seem to be two of the higher run-and-gun teams in the league. Tampa was the top offense in the NHL. Chicago, surprisingly, wasn't even in the top half this year during the regular season. There is a thought, though, that the Blackhawks, due to the fact that they've been in this position so many times before, they have been pacing themselves to go into the playoffs, which does make sense. You got a lot of older players, and you want to have them at their best when it comes to playoff time here. So overall, I think the key to this series is going to be how the forwards on Tampa Bay handle the defense on the Chicago Blackhawks. You have four defensemen on the Blackhawks that are averaging over 25 minutes a game. You got guys like Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Nicholas Charmuson, and Johnny Oduya. These four guys will be the workhorses for the Blackhawks, and they have been so far all playoffs. If they're able to continue with the grueling pace that is the Stanley Cup Final, there is a high probability that the Chicago Blackhawks could win this championship. However, I'm thinking the advantage here for Tampa Bay comes to the fact that they have four strong lines that they can throw out at any time. Well, 3 3/4, because John Cooper's actually done something a little outside the box here and only dresses 11 forwards. That way he has the opportunity to get some of his top players, such as Steven Stamkos, on the ice more of the time. Having an extra defenseman always helps in case of injury and whatnot, and where they lack an overall top-end defenseman, they do make up for that in the fact that the core works so well together and can beat out any force that comes upon them just for the fact that they work together so well. Now you're looking at your top lines. You got the triplets line here going up against Caden Taves, who personally I think Caden Taves will be broken up for the initial start of this series, as Joel Quenneville, the coach, always seems to do for some weird reason. Doesn't want to put all his eggs in one basket right off the bat. It all depends on when these two guys get put back together to when Chicago's really going to start being successful here. My thought is it's going to be a little too little too late in this situation, as Tampa Bay does know how to score in bunches and know how to get off to a big lead. And this is going to be the first time of the playoffs where Chicago is going to face a goalie that I would consider, well, actually, let me scratch that. This is going to be the first time where Chicago is going to face an overall defense that is committed as much as Tampa Bay has been in these playoffs. Ben Bishop, the goalie for Tampa Bay, has been able to go through Henrik Lundqvist, Carey Price, and There are three Olympic goaltenders there, folks. I know it's hard to believe, but Jimmy Howard was a U.S. goaltender at the 2010 Olympics as a backup. And I do believe he was around in 06, but don't quote me on that, because let's face it, folks, Quick Calls, I'm not going to be doing too much research into this stuff. So it is my personal belief that Bishop is going to be the MVP and the Conn Smythe winner at the end of this. And I think that the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to win this series. It's probably going to go into 7 games. I could see them winning it in 6, but more likely in 7. it's going to have to be a long, drawn-out series for Tampa to Bay to win this series. If it ends up being Chicago gaining the early momentum and just carrying on with it, this could be a rout in a hurry. The karma card here, however, is with Chicago. I am picking Tampa, but in a way, I will not feel bad if Chicago ends up winning this series for the fact that the Tampa Bay Lightning executives will not sell tickets to anybody outside of the Florida area. In essence, not allowing any of the Chicago fans out to watch the series. I think it's a bullshit move on behalf of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And there could be a possibility, if the weather's nice, to see crowds there similar to what they have with the Florida Panthers. Or if you're going to have Blackhawk fans at the game, this is going to be how scalpers are going to make a ton of money because Chicago people cannot get their tickets. I think the league needs to step in on these kind of rules and set up some sort of guidelines in regards to that. But be as it may, I am still picking the Tampa Bay Lightning to win this series in 7 games. What are your thoughts and what do you think about the playoffs? Please feel free to send me an email at theblowcallshow@gmail.com or send me a tweet at MikeTheRef. But this has been my thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final. And just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been my Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.